When night comes in the square, suddenly everything feels very calm. As I walk around, I see men sleeping by the fires, trying to keep warm. They are sleeping under the tanks, on plastic, on blankets. But few women sleep. Most of them are keeping a wary eye out of the tents, being aware of their surroundings. Some are in the KFC, taking care of the injured people. When I walk around the square, I hear bits of conversations, and I hear one man named Abdu, and I hear him say, "My vision goes much farther than what my eyes can see." Then I walk up to a group of women, and I hear one reading out loud from an interview with the famous novelist Ehdef Suif, and I hear her when she is quoted saying, "Something beautiful is being born here. A nonviolent, grassroots, democratic movement that even in times of extreme crisis promotes the ideas of public service, nonviolence, courtesy, and creativity." What can I say? This movement is not just Egyptian. It is for everyone in the world who believes in the idea that we can all live together in a better way. A 26-year-old protester named Muhammad ambles by, and I hear him say something like, "The words of the people are much stronger than any weapons." As I continue walking in the square, the dawn comes, and when this happens, you feel the life come back to the people in the square. The bloggers are all huddled together, busy typing away on their computers. You see the volunteers make cheese sandwiches and pass out tea to the people. And the pharmacists are even helping, and they're giving out Betadine to anybody who needs. Tahrir Square has become the capital of Cairo. It is funny because nobody wants to even give up a single moment that can be imbued by the idea of defiance. And yes, we may be weary, but when the morning comes, we will breathe freedom.